Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We have been talking about executives. I think we did part six the last time. And today we're going to do part seven. And basically we are talking about winning strategies for the year. We started by saying that everyone that God has given such promises as he's given us this year must understand that the promises are not going to be fulfilled in and of themselves, and that such people should have the wisdom of God to be able to appropriate the promises or the prophecy that has landed for transgenerational blessing. And we see Joseph being the good example for a person God gave that kind of scenario to. In the dreams of Pharaoh, there were 7 years of abundance and then 7 years of drought that were going to come after the abundance. And I believe strongly that this life gives you both opportunities and challenges. And thankfully, God gives the opportunities first, so we can manage the opportunity through the challenges. And so challenges are not our problem. Our problem has to do with our lack of capacity to manage the opportunities to be able to serve as shock absorbers when the challenges come. Are we together? And we said that to be able to do that, one of the winning strategies that Joseph proffered was the fact that you need an appointment of offices. So not everybody is supposed to be in your life in the same degree. Jesus had the crowd, the 12 and the 3. David had his mighty men, and even those ones had ranks. And so don't muffle everybody together in your life. You should know who your fans are. You should know who your lovers are and who your counselors are. All of them don't stand on the same platform. Sometimes you have great lovers whom you cannot take as counselors. All right. So that is one. Number two, we said that you need to embrace the 20% principle of investment. And I have tried to allow God to help me to broaden the discussion beyond just finances, because in many years when something like this has been taught, and consistent with the test itself, it's gone in the way of finance, in the way of savings, in the way of buying land and blah blah. But I want us to look at the investment principle in a broader spectrum. So I've spoken to you about investing in your relationships, praise the Lord, investing in academics, investing finances. But I think we have to dig deeper, and then I don't know where God will take us, because these things are not pre-planned, but some way somehow the utterance will come and then we will move, praise the Lord. So in Genesis chapter number 41, we learned that Joseph was telling the people in verse 34 that Pharaoh should ensure that a fifth part of the land of Egypt is kept or is saved in the 7 years of plenteousness. Why? Because in verse 53, and the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended. So we know that we are to save 20% in the season of plenty, because that season ends. Are you here? And I told you about a Fanti proverb, and I think it is a Ghanaian proverb as well. Prom prom tua da da. So that season, even in your marriage, seasons end. The season that you don't have a child, you can be enjoying your figure. When you start having children, you need to manage your figure. The seasons, they end. Are you here with me? Your strength. Yeah, Bible says that the blessing of the young man is in his strength. That season can end so quickly. So what you do within that season, so God says that serve your creator in the days of your youth. Why? Because your youthfulness they can physically end. And maybe you'll be youthful in mind, but you can see that doctor will tell you that don't carry certain weight and don't run like a 17-year-old boy or something, because seasons end. Please, can you tell somebody that I want to tell you that you will not be like this forever. And please take your picture of 10 years ago and it will be clear to you that things change. Things really, really change. And seasons end. Praise the Lord. Yeah. It's powerful, power. I was watching, when I was preparing for the all night, I was playing the videos of Flora to pray. I was praying and I needed a long blood. So I went, I was playing, and I said, oh, mami pa, now I check pa. Eternity, no, I slim say. Oh boy. Then, some few weeks ago when I saw her, it's like, how many people put together? It's a completely different person. I called her and I said, I was watching your video, so. Say, daddy, impacho, embosso. See, so seasons, they really change. Yeah. Then in the next verse, it says that, and the 7 years of death began to come, according as Joseph had said, and the death was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. So, can we let us read it in the NLT or the ESV or the Amplified Version? We've not read Amplified here for a while. Amplified Version. Let's read the ESV first. ESV first. It said, and the 7 years of famine began to come, as Joseph had said. There was famine in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. Shall we read Amplified? It said, the 7 years of scarcity and famine began to come. Say, began to come. As Joseph had said they would. The famine was in all the surrounding lands, but in all of Egypt there was food. The difference between Egypt that had food and all the surrounding lands that did not have food was because of what Joseph did with the people. He had a plan. We can't start this year with a heavy prophecy that God is suspending some elements from happening so that we will reap something that will become a foundation for transgenerational blessing, and not approach the year with a strategy, a vision, a dedication, a sacrifice, a certain dimension of discipline and spirituality. Are you with me? It won't just fall from heaven. The manna that fell from heaven, they were to eat it then and never to continue with it. So everything that must have continuity and sustainability must be planned for. It must be what? It must be planned for. Recently, I heard somebody saying that the Prince of Dubai says that he has a plan up to over 100 years. That means that the plan will outlive him. Are you here? Ask somebody, the money you have right now, can it outlive you? Some of these questions, see, a bisa wana we must show. We must show sahana. And so. So, all of them were given the same opportunities, but Joseph was the X factor, the ideas God gave him, which now he's giving all of us, that idea of saving everywhere. I'm sure when the abundance came, they were just reveling in it. Charlie, a boom. Everybody was just enjoying buying dresses, changing wardrobe when it's even not necessary. Charlie, it's kind of bummy. When you're in your above, baby, I'm a baby, never. Yeah, but the 7 years of plenty, God can pack you so much and stop it. And he knows that. He's giving you enough that can multiply in your house, even if farming starts. Are you here? Are you sure you are with me? Can you please, I saw something in the Amplified I want us to. It says that as Joseph has said, it would, the famine was in all the surrounding lands. So what is it going to take for farming to be in every house but your house? For everyone to be complaining about economic challenges in Ghana but you? What is it going to take? Are you here? For all your friends to have their health challenge but you? Because as we are drinking together, we are going to break down together. If you are doing the wrong things together, you are likely to break down together. What is it going to take that you have good health for yourself to be able to manage the family God has given you if every other person is broken down? What is it going to take? Is there a new approach you need to take to your life? Are you here? Is there a new approach? Do you have to change your eating habit? You have to change your sleeping habit. You have to change some things. Give up 20% of your chilling. I'm preaching the message. Sometimes when you are standing, you think preaching has not started. But when you may appear, because you be more than tea. I'm sorry, but I know power. Yes, do you have to really? Hello? You have to reduce your amount of screen time. Spare your eyes. Yeah, I went to somebody's house. He was watching TV now. He said, why are you running in our cozy? Yeah, some nice light. Blah, blah, blah. I said, hey, don't you know you have to watch television in a bright light? At least the light in the room should be more than the light coming from the screen so that it would disperse. And some of you really like darkness. So all the light from the television, they are looking for your eyes directly. No dispersion. So media, yes, I said, oh, show feminist Anna. Wow. Have you seen that? That's why for the cinematics, they always give them a particular eye protection. Yeah, about the open kumo. Some of you were born in darkness, I'm telling you. Bedroom, come everywhere. No, nah, you hate light. But 20%. Please tell somebody that I believe strongly that this 20%, you have grace to do it. Hey, you have grace power to do it. Your house can have bread. Please tell somebody your house can have plenty dollars. Your business can still be flying when everyone is struggling. Yeah, because when it's time to plow back, you don't eat it and think that from Tewada, you get it. Yeah. I see all the time people try to blame rich people that they are stingy. But rich people are wise. In fact, it doesn't take foolishness to be rich. They can give it to you as an inheritance. But for those who really, really grew their substance, they are not foolish. These are hardworking people. And when you see them to be rich, they have a target of what they call riches. And because you are poor, everything is big in your eyes. And you say, oh, it's kind of, oh, mommy, no. The rich people, they won't give you their profit until it's an overflow. If you like, go to radio and say they are this, they are that. That's why you see that a common thing they really accuse rich people is that they are stingy. And most of their family members say that they have used the family to do juju to make the money, and the condition is that, and say Busiano Edie, Dio Musica. But since they are not foolish, they will keep growing it until when they give you, it will not affect them. Are you here? Until when they give you, please sit. Praise God. So Joseph said, we should do 20%. There is wisdom in savings and investment. There is wisdom in not just keeping your money in your account and looking at how beautiful your account is. You can turn it into an investment. That's when you can turn your savings into an investment. And anybody that has the future in view must have the wisdom to store. You should have the wisdom to store. Whether it's a business, whether whatever it is, you should have wisdom to store. Especially if you are operating in an inflation-laden economy like Ghana. I mean, you would need the wisdom to store, because until recently, every time inflation had risen. Is that not so? Every time inflation had risen. So if you were, for instance, into buying and selling, it would have been great maybe a year ago to stock up your product, because in 3 months you can be so rich by having a stock. Because sometimes the dollar in Ghana jumps like it's doing high jump. And so when you buy it at the rate you bought it for, like 3 months, 6 months, you see that in 6 months it's gone up. Right now it doesn't make sense to do a lot of that, but you have to find a way to renegotiate some of your strategy. So the point is, this 20% we are talking about, it could be very fluid. Could be very fluid. And now, I think the dollar is about 11 cedis or so. About 11 cedis. And so, this is the time maybe to build. Because, Senyamia Mbwa, Africa, they are inflation, they didn't hujima, and sign Kosrubium. And I don't know what we can do permanently to sustain ourselves. In I was having a conversation with somebody who lives in Dubai, and I asked the person what is the rate of the dollar to the dirham, and he said that it's 3.6 or so. 3.6. I say, everybody knows, even the child knows, because for like how many years now? 10 years now, it's never changed. It really doesn't change. But here, dear, as far as the heavens are higher than the earth, dollar time and city time shall change. So when you have an economy who says change on the local money is not that stable, you should always have your antennas on. And now that, I think this is a very good time for us to build. Can just hedge some cement, hedge some iron rods, and a few things that normally will easily go up when the inflation starts going up. But the point is to have a mind to store. The wisdom to what? To store. And for instance, for dresses, like when I travel, I have opportunity to travel, I buy suits. Like this jacket I'm wearing, I bought it maybe 2 years ago. When I went to UK, normally I'll buy, and I will make sure that I will keep my body to stay in the suit. Most of the time, it's the living legend that tries to worry us. Do you know the living legend, Mr. Stomach? But just, you know, because you can't keep changing your wardrobe like you have nothing else to do in this life. So you have to, sometimes the investment has to be in your physical body, that you are keeping yourself to fit into that dress. But there are some of us who are always buying like a step up. Like my mother, she used to give me my school attire, my knickers was after my knee. So it's like I will grow and fit into it. But now that you are grown, you can't be doing that. So buy your size and stay disciplined to stay within your size. Are you here? Except Edu baby, you know, OGNG. But it's not now. Tell somebody, so we refuse it to be now. Refuse it. You know, sometimes when I'm preaching, even me, it looks like I'm not preaching. But this 20%, even God, he asked for 10%. Joseph said that it doesn't matter how much abundance you have. If you don't have the wisdom of storing 20%, we will all die. So, if you don't have a mind of building absorbers, shocks, at least to protect your 20%, people will eat it for you. Situations will eat it for you. And sometimes what really fights against you is your own generous personality. You are so empathetic and sympathetic that you really can see people seemingly struggling without you going into something that you should not go into and spend. I think everybody should have a spending money, you know, and then something that you decide that you won't touch except it's a life and death situation. Are you with me? If you are helping people out of your whims and caprice and they are clapping for you, it's like, oh, what the nyamine you are mami. We nipa o chad yo. Semensia. What in what chad yo? Have you seen that when you are in trouble, you don't have helpers? Because in the mind of God, in the wisdom of God, he's giving you, he has already given you the 7 years that with good management, you don't need anybody in an emergency situation. You really don't need anybody. Sometimes when I see footballers who have collected huge sums of wages, I think wages is weekly, right? Wages. And then at the end of their career, they have to do charity match for them. Nothing to show. I just get sad. You know, I'm a pastor and I should think that I should preach that people should be generous to people and all of that. But you really cannot have what some nations don't have. You know, some nations are going to IMF to ask for just some few millions of dollars. This few million, an individual got it for playing football, your passion, for just a year, already in the millions. And then you finish your career and we have to do a charity match for you. You shouldn't work for 15 years, 20 years, and when you come on retirement, you are living on crumbs. Or you are begging people, and then you put all the anger on your children and your nieces and everybody around. Everybody becomes like a problem to you. Sometimes these people who collected big money, they just change their eating lifestyle, dressing lifestyle, luxury lifestyle. And it's like the more people earn, the more people blow. People are not able to keep their fundamental taste when they start earning big. A friend of mine came to my house. I'm sure when he hears the preaching, he'll be laughing at me. He told me, he said, "My brother, I think that you have, I think that I don't have as much money as you have, but I can't stay where you are staying." I said, like, please elaborate. He said, no. Because he likes his things in a certain way. Me, I stay in a very, I'll stay in a posh house one day to come. Say amen for me. Amen. But for now, no. I stay where I stay. I think it's decent enough. And we're talking about finances, and my friend talked about the fact that how you are able to maintain yourself in this level when you could possibly. Because I'm just thinking that Even if I had money, I'd rather buy a property in town. Stay here. My wife is not disturbing me. My children, they don't know Trasako to disturb me. We are very used to where we are. Do you understand? Everybody is fine. So I'd rather, now that I am what I am now, buy a property there, give it out for rental. Let that rent pay for where I'm staying. And then if I can buy another one, and then buy another one. When I grow and I make more money, I can build when the inflation comes down. Do you understand? It's coming down. It's down, eh? Okay. It's down. It's 3.8. But I can't at this level be staying in a property that makes me pay $1,000 a month. It doesn't work for me. Do you understand? If you earn so much and your expenditure takes all from you, it's obregu. Because whatever you are earning now is supposed to secure you in the 7 years of famine and drought. Hello? So I would choose to stay where I am and then do some things in town when I have the opportunity. Are you here? Because some people always want to do something that befits their, in quote, status. It's like, and people will tell you that your level has changed. You now, you should know. When you want to change gear, don't let anybody drive the car you are sitting at the steer. You drive it, decide the pace you want to go, decide that you don't want to. Sometimes when Evans is driving me and he will bump a portal, I was like, Evans, are you blind? Like, are you blind? He said, oh, sorry. I said, no. When I'm driving, every time I'm navigating my way away from potholes. Why do you bump potholes like that? That's why we bump it when we are in an emergency. Yeah, but every time, don't be bumping potholes like that. You know? Meanwhile, I'm very sure, Pa, that when he's driving his own car, he will not be bumping the potholes like that. Forgive. Potto bumper. I'm always fighting, so now he's very steady, Pa, when he's driving. When he sees a potto that he cannot avoid, he will slow down and go through it. Because, Charlie, shocks are expensive. If you drive recklessly, your expenditure will go higher. 20%, say 20%. The 20%, you know, sometimes it's not always putting the money there or something like that, like I have 20, I'll put there. Your carelessness, recklessness, lack of discipline may be the reason why you can never keep the 20. Like driving anyhow, every time you are at a workshop, how will you save the 20? So you think you don't earn enough, but actually you earn enough, but you don't have the discipline in driving that will make you not be going to workshop as frequent as you do. Are you here? If you just change your driving and follow the rules, your money will be in your account sitting there very, very well. If you are here, if you just wave your hands, let me see. I'm not speaking to myself. God, I beg. It's nice, Pa. So Joseph said that, have the wisdom to store. You must store. We have to store money, store life, store helpers. Store what? The wisdom of not losing relationships anyhow. When you are angry with people and you can let it go, there's opportunity cost to everything. He said, no, me there's an emebu for no ba. Brother, sister, you will go for therapy to minimize your ebufono because it's driving away people you will need in your next level. And if you drive them away today, you will not meet them in your next level. Or you will meet them and you will not be able to extract that capital from that relationship. Are you here? So, some of the relationships, I always say that I thank God that this bad thing, it was done to me. That I'm not the one who perpetuated it. But so many people cannot stand betrayal, accusation. Hello? Hello? You can't stand traitors. You can't stand gossip. And more important, you cannot stand the immaturities of people. So many people around you who are helpers for your future, they come around you and they are not mature. Some of them come with like bad luggage. And if you are not careful, you will throw away a pearl of a human being because you are a no-nonsense person. Everyone has to know you are a no-nonsense person. But you also have to give people chance by discernment. You have to see somebody going somewhere who can become a blessing, even if not you, to lives. And if you have opportunity to turn it around without hurting yourself. Are you here? Yeah. Turn people around without hurting yourself. And you can do that. You can really, really do that. That's why you should find a way of, you know, distributing degrees of proximity and closeness. Some people you have to forgive them and let them out of your life. Some people, do you forgive them and make them indebted to you so that you can continue to build them up? Hello? But as for you, adia wuchirani obi akan ho asem. Once or kan ho asem pe red line. It's a red zone. Obe ko. Obe ko unko abansa akan. Udimi hunko ngonsa pe obe ko. But when people are around you, they will talk about you. Hello? Especially if you're a pastor, oh, they will talk about you. Kai. If you're a leader, they will talk. Even your children, they talk about you. Mommy doesn't make us eat what we want. Kai. You know, my children, they say my mouth is sweet and my wife is always doing dietary plan for them. So, it's like they are never free to eat whatever they want to eat. And my wife says that there is a new paper came out and is saying that child diabetes is on a record high. And so if you go to Kolebu, you see the number of children going for treatment because of diabetes. Yeah. It's like the whole system. Am I boring you? The whole system has been created to make everybody acquire diabetes. The school system, you have to give snacks, some biscuit and some soda every day of the week. Oh, your child is consuming that level of sugar. You know, it's one matter. Every day. And then once they build that addiction, you can't stop it even on the weekend. Yeah, we found out that you will find out that some of your children, they will become like Inkra. Eh? When you sleep now, they take the drink, they drink and put it under the bed. They take the biscuit. So one day I went to clean the room of one of our kids, and then when we clean under, wow. So if you are not careful, you will buy diabetes for your children. And it's the order of the day. Because waking up to set children up with like a proper plan, it's not easy for women. So if you don't have a 20% plan of managing these children, you will just raise sicknesses in your house. And this thing is not in the blood. It was acquired. There's a school around my area. One of the missionary schools by Presby Church, they do not allow children to bring fizzy drinks to school. Children at the primary, crèche primary, and they don't die. And they pass well. Their rate of success in that school is too much. You can see that somebody has sat down to think that, and they are strict. So when they want sweet mouth, they know, say, my side, you know, ahaye. And their mother, they no gaba. Yeah, so it takes a while, then you say, okay, today is going to be a rewarding weekend. Then maybe some KFC or something. She will go with them. And yeah, once a while, hello. Yeah, once a while. But you too, you feel like the way to extend love to your children is to give them everything they want. Mommy, I want KFC. No, I want this. No, I want this. Mommy, I want you. These things, they pile up with time. And when you start going to hospital upon hospital upon hospital, you begin to pray, any demon of infirmity in my house. It's not demon, no. It's 20% management. Hello? Some of you, your children should not eat in school. Because mass produced food, dear, it has a lot of dynamics. When you see the potential of your children, and sometimes we lie to ourselves. You know, you are potentially a big person, but you have taken discipline to train. So, but that bigness, you know, is inside. Then you marry somebody who is also endowed in that way. You know, we have to be responsible speaking like that. So your discipline has not stopped the dynamics in your children, no? Yes, they have to come and work out their own salvation. So right from the beginning, what you have dealt with in your life, you have to seek to manage it in your children. Are you with me, please? You have diabetes. You have to manage it in the lives of your children. Or they will grow up and have that because they have, you know, high tendencies of inheriting that kind of trait in your life. Are you here? Have you seen why we are not able to go beyond the 20%? So you manage it. Everything is about management. Whether you'll be poor tomorrow, you'll be rich tomorrow, you'll be comfortable, you'll be uncomfortable, it's about what? Management. He said, look out for a man who will manage the economy like this. We see what this current finance minister is doing and what others did before. It's about management. Maybe for this season, every season you have to review it and know what exactly you have to do. Are you here? And I paid the dream to my dream. Mammy and Casa Baby is having Guana Mikra Mike in. Well, so my wife in Casa would dream. Because you shouldn't hit 40, 50, and then, oh, now you must show. Hey, inti, yamin pengu, wane wwain, yamin obekasa, inti uwa wane we uwa, umabe edeni. You think it's the devil talking to you. It's not the devil. Inti uwa wane we uweja wongirene umba, umbe edeni. And uyire jawa, umbe edeni. These things come into you, I bind it. The binding is good. By the 7 years of famine, they will come. They will what? We have to think. We have to think. We have everything that is given to us that pertains to life and what? Godliness. But we need to think and strategize. Two people wanted to marry in this church. The brother is very big. The sister is very big. I said, Charlie, two big people, pa, you are going to marry. Oh, maybe so. Why do you who ye? So you are doing, so okay. May I believe that, I'm not saying don't do, I'm just sharing my thoughts. I believe that there are some things we have controls over. If it's the trait, it's the substance, sometimes you can minimize the risk in another person. You understand? It's like somebody having SS or AS, and then you have control over that variable. So you can decide that me don't nip away, but for the risk that it poses, let me look for whatever I'm looking for in another person that minimizes the risk for me. Are you with me? But I've not said that don't marry somebody your size. I've not said that. And the reason why I ask that is that this one is diabetic. This one is diabetic. My mom was diabetic. I mean, she had accident. Eventually, she became diabetic. So I used to eat with my mother. They said she was eating a lot of green stew and soup without salt. So, and then my grandma we're staying with. So my mom, she stayed with my grandma. My grandma is a pepper person. My father is a pepper person. So when doctor said my mom should not eat pepper, and salt came down, and then oil and all those things came down. I was the last born living with my mom, so I was eating some of her food and then eating grandma's food as well. So I can eat this and I can eat this. I've seen what diabetes can do. I think that hers came as a result of, she had two accidents. I don't know how, because she was not diabetic before. But she had to manage it. Hello? Sometimes they say, oh, they are doing cancer screening. You say, da, da. Sister, go and check, oh. Because this body, it was handed over to you. Are you here with me at all? Yeah, go and check and then use your faith to fight. The body was handed over to you. Yes. So you can say, da, da, da. No weapon formed against me. The body was what? Handed over to you. If you are proactive, you'll be able to save your life and prolong your life. Are you here with me at all? Because you just find out that Christians have cancer. Non-Christians have cancer. At all times, they say that early signal, early detection is golden. Is what? It's golden. How to know? Why name? So can I eat this? I can eat that. You check it. You check all these things. It's part of your 20%. Hello? It's part of your 20%. One share here, you eat your way into trouble. Or you have something that store life in your body. Do what? Store life. Store life, store money. You see that some people, they know how to store money, they don't know how to store life. So they have the money, but doctor say men di way. Unto me in the way. Unto me in your way. Unto me in your way. Unto have it the also ya now raho. Because when you send you sieska, you peska. But you really didn't take care of yourself. Emre, mort. Emre, cook, me chili san. A team for free. Wow. A pebble do be account. Charlie. A pepano, pano, pano. A city of pano that can cook. So I assure. Because you pay me hot. Me pay no hot. Jinadum way ye if you phone no numun also one found no man. Count them not a battery then. That's La Unsa Bue ni pepe. Chico canisa. I see yes, Madassi. Chisa was a man remengu. So for us, yes, we have a ministry to do for the Lord. You can't die before you start your ministry. Hello? Yeah. One of the healing evangelists, I've forgotten the name, when you read Generals, Kenneth Hagin talks about it quite often. He said that the Lord told him, you should tell the man of God that he should check his late eating habit, or else he would die before his time. When you know, Anjabiana, the late eating habit, and a man of complications. He was a healer, but the health complications. The prophetic is not only for spirits, detecting spirits and their works. The discernment is supposed to be governing your life in a holistic way. Praise the Lord. If you prioritize 20% of your life, you'll be able to achieve so much going forward. As a young man, as a young woman, if you just decide that as a young lady, you will reduce your talking by heart 20%. Yes, by heart talking. 20%. Asembia, what do you want to do me? If you decide that met this 20%, you will see how you will rise very quickly. Even your marriage can just live long because you decide that nye bibia na me kan ho asem ana me kan bi ba won aje ansin unsolicited engagement. You're a young man. Don't want to ginsem. So mostly you are fighting battles that are unnecessary battles. And your body say, oh, who cry, who can say? Yes, okay. No, be afro. Wait, so we can say now. Okay, I say, but you are no be sano. Hey, never say Ukraine. Everywhere your name is mentioned, except the places where important things are going, your name is never mentioned. Bible say, "Okwasi aon." So who send your be kananwa tuwa? Omo huni so eri anseni. The ability, the book of Romans, James says that we can measure your spirituality in your ability to bridle your tongue. Bridling your tongue means that you have intentionality on how to direct your life and not allowing your mouth to bring you problems that God didn't bring you or even devil did not bring you. Follow the proper direction. You will not see anybody who is a high earner or a high achieving person, you won't see a lot of them who talk anyhow or who are saying things everywhere. Most people are very coded. They are what? Very coded. If the relationship starts now, you even talk to the right people. You know, it's good to talk to the right people, get a good counsel, get a good support. But it's like you talk everywhere. You talk everywhere. You get a new job. Don't start here. You're talking everywhere. And then you mention the scale they put you on and all of that. Meanwhile, favor and I do alcohol. Kofua bomu 20 years. Amundu half the scale they have put you. So I know we have to repetition. No more hoodie. Recruitment, no. Wanunti. Those days, I know what chile. Wanunti. Swoon. Praise the Lord. Let's use this February to clean house. You should factor in your covenant into your 20%. What you are doing with God. Your first fruit covenant. It's your 20%, because the investment, you make it both naturally and what? Spiritually. You should factor in that first fruit. Don't let it come and then it's like it's passed for you. No. Factor. And nobody here should tell you, say that, oh, me dear, I don't have any money. Me dear, I am poor. Nobody is poor here. by the special grace of God, you will never be poor in Jesus' name. When it comes to covenant, it's about sacrifice, revelation. You have a revelation to sacrifice for a higher good. Praise the Lord. Higher good. I need God. Sacrificing. It's too powerful. 20% is a sacrifice. I want you to pray before we close. Father, give me grace to be able to sacrifice. Sacrifice time. Sacrifice my comfort to build a better future. Sacrifice some of my misbehavior. If you would take all, I'll be glad. But I pray for grace. Pray for grace. Can you open your mouth and pray? Father, I pray for your grace. I pray for your grace. Kapatos sepredos. Jakala bababaso. Telia baradadas. I pray for grace. I pray for grace. I pray for grace. Grace to be able to live a good life. I pray for grace. Masotali makosha. I pray for grace. Pray for grace. Lord, I pray for grace to be able to build my devotional life, my career life, my staying and storage and savings life, my ability to save and invest. I pray for grace not to consume everything that you give me in these 7 plenteous years. I pray for grace. Sheko para sonda labakapa. Zekwa pari zokle bataya. Banto clemendo lokose. Shaka pahatas. Pray for that grace. Pray. Let that grace be upon your family. Let it be upon your children. Let it be upon me. Everyone who is around you be aligned to this grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mare kose pere sode. Inshokalababa sonda labada. Father, we pray for grace. Thank you, Lord. I want you to pray. Today is the last day of the 7 days of favor. I want you to lift your right hand and say, Father, I cannot do without your favor. So I pray right now that favor my life. Favor me in all that I do. Favor the work of my hands. In the mighty name of Jesus. When I step out there, may I see your favor. Can you open your mouth and pray? Father, I pray for favor. I pray that you favor me. Iko shalabaya kapaya. Isoleka lepeso. Shakalaba. Etorabara sudalaba. Estoleme kelemando. Pray for that favor. Pray for favor.
Lift up your voice. Pray for release of favor. In the name of Jesus. Bashada. Litana Bakabaya. Rematola. Lisena Bataya. Aperia Bakabalabanta. Ribalabatula Bataya. Resalabaya. Pekelebata. Limando Shantaya. Iperia Tulabaya. Let heaven release favor upon my life, favor. Upon my job, favor. Upon my career, favor. Upon my business. Lift up your voice and pray. Let there be a release of favor. In the name of Jesus. Bashala Bataya. Ikala Baperia Bataya. Ramatula Bata. Ikala Babaya. Aperia Tula Bata. Isala Babaya. Let there be a release of favor. Let favor be evident in my life, in my career, in my ministry, in my relationships. Favor from helpers in the name of Jesus. Let there be a release of favor. Batula Bashanda Bahaya. Ikala Babaria Pentola Bata. We are walking out with favor in the name of Jesus. Bashanda Bahaya. Ikala Bataya Beda. Ribalo Paperia. Lisola Papaya. Ikaria Bataya. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing. lead pastor, the Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.